heavens will fill our house.
主啊，我们发现我们自己没有。
We do not have it.
但我们可以向你求。
But we can pray for it.
因为我们的主，你自己就是那倒出来的香膏。
Lord, you are the perfume.
主啊，我们敬拜你。
We worship you.
求你亲自来向我们说话。
Be with us, reveal to us.
管理我们以下的时间。
And manage our time.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们知道在伯大尼家中的故事是发生在主耶稣快要上十字架了。
So we know the story that happened at the Bethany was before the Jesus was going to be hanged on the cross.
这个的时候我们的主他洁净圣殿。
So the Lord purified the temple.
为什么？因为圣殿呢他已经怎么说呢已经成为贼窝了。
Because the temple is not clean.
所以呢，你看见犹太教它所存在的是外在的华丽。
So we can see it is the external luxury.
没有里面实在的果实。
There's no internal incense in there.
但伯大尼确实不一样。
But Bethany was different.
伯大尼这个字乃是说明是无花果之家。
And Bethany was truly is at the home of the 无花果 fig. I'm sorry.
无花果之家哈呀，那无它不是种在花，它是种在果。
It doesn't focus on the flower, but focus on the produce.
它不种在外面的华丽。
It doesn't focus on the external luxury.
但是你看见说在伯大尼的里面有内在的果实。
But you can see the produce from Bethany.
所以这个就是那个敬拜的真实的意义。
That is the true meaning of worship.
我们感谢主，我们今天来看，我们一同的来看我们今天这个倒出来的香膏。
Let's look at the nard that was been poured out.
我们感谢主，我们看见说这个一开始我们刚才读的那个雅歌的时候讲到你的膏有馨香。
Yeah, when we read about the Song of Songs, we read about the fragrance of the nard.
这是我们从纲目上可以看见这个是基督的生平。
Yeah, from the summary, this is the journey of Jesus.
我们的主他在地上总共是33年半。
He lived 33 years on earth.
把它分成三个阶段。
We can divide that into three phases.
前30年从伯利恒到约旦河。
The first 30 years to Bethlehem to the Jordan.
我们的主一出生，你就知道说他乃是被圣灵充满。
From his birth, we can see he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他隐藏的生活是父所喜悦的。
The hidden life he lived was what Father pleased.
他的生活乃是给我们看见说他是一个受膏者。
His life can show that he was anointed one.
那个受膏者的那个膏油馨香，父所喜悦。
That the fragrance that he revealed is what our Father pleased.
然后你就看见说，当我们的主在约旦河受洗的时候，圣灵降在他的身上。
And we can see when Jesus was baptized at the Jordan, we can see the Holy Spirit a descendant, Father pleased.
更叫我们看见他实实在在是那个公开那一个受膏者。
We can see publicly that he was an anointed one.
感谢主，那个时候父说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This is the one I love.
这个膏油馨香就要被公开。
The anointed fragrance is going to be public.
那所有的人都能够闻得到。
Everyone can smell.
那么我们看见我们的主一生的侍奉，这是前30年。那接主开始侍奉的时候，总共是有3年半。开始的时候前3年。
There were 3.5 years when Jesus started to serve.
是从约旦河到变化山。
So from the Jordan to the Mount of Transfiguration.
在变化山之前，他告诉门徒说：“你们说我是谁？”
He asked the disciples, "Do you know who I am?"
彼得承认说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
Peter says, "You are Jesus, the Son of our eternal Father."
从那个时候开始。主耶稣就启示出他要上耶路撒冷受祭司长文士还有这些长老的迫害。
So Jesus was telling he will go to Jerusalem being persecuted by the priests.
你就看见说我们的主就那个时候当这个事情启示出来之后他就到了变化山。
he went to the Mount of Transfiguration.
到变化山的时候，父说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
Yeah, this is the Son I love.
所以他一是他所整个的侍奉，你看见说他的膏油馨香。
And from all his serve, you can see the fragrance.
那我们的主当从变化山上的时候，当在变化山那个荣耀的那个光景的里面，他又从那个变化山下来。
Yeah, after we saw the glory from his transfiguration, he came down from the mountain.
他本来就应该可以从变化山出去了。
He could have exited from the mountain.
但是你就看见说，他从变化山一直走到加略山，这是后来的半年时间。
But he took his journey to the Calvary. That was the last half year.
从变化山到加略山这条路。这是十字架的道路。
That is the journey to the cross.
在那里，我们就看见说，当我们的主在加略山的时候，他将命倾倒。
Yeah, at Calvary, he poured out his life.
以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And he died on the cross.
你就看见说，整个的那个玛利亚那个玉瓶所预表的基督，完全就破碎了。
So we can see the jar with the perfume that Mary broke. That was an indication that Jesus poured his life.
基督是何等的美丽，何等讨父的喜悦。
Christ is beautiful. That what our Lord is pleased.
但是他完全的破碎他自己。
But Christ broke himself.
为要使这种的膏油的馨香能够充满在整个宇宙中。
To fill the grass from the nard, to fill the whole world.
感谢主，从加略山，我们的主到橄榄山。
Praise Lord, from Calvary he went to Mount of Olives.
他复活升天。
He came back to life and
得着荣耀。
He got the glory.
我们看见五旬节圣灵厚厚的浇灌。
Yeah, the Holy Spirit from the Passover filled.
从那个时候开始，整个的耶路撒冷，你去看说膏油的馨香就完全的释放出来。
From that moment we can see the fragrance from the nard has filled Jerusalem.
直到我们今天，我们仍然能够闻到你的膏油馨香。
Even until today, we can smell it.
诗歌说：“无价之宝的一线，这是主耶稣基督是无价之宝的显现。”
So Jesus is really the priceless.
对，是属地的美丽失去了它的模样。
The beauty from the earth lost its.
我们真是能够祷告说：“哦，主啊，开我的眼睛。”
Open my eye, Lord.
你是千万人中的第一人。
You're the first one from the nation.
我们何等愿意欢喜拣选那上好的福分。
We celebrate and pick the best.
你的名如同倒出来的香膏。
Your name is the nard.
使属地的香味失去的吸引力。
You can lose the value from the fragrance from the earth.
我们能够祷告主说：“哦，主啊，夺我的心。”
Oh Lord, take my heart.
你的膏油馨香，所以众童女都爱你。
Because of your fragrance, all the maidens love you.
这是因为有主为我们做成了这一切。
Because the Lord fulfilled all of this for us.
神先爱我们。
Lord loved us first.
所以我们爱是因为神先爱我们。
We love because He loves us first.
玛利亚爱是因为耶稣素来爱马大。和玛利亚并他的弟弟拿撒路。
Mary can love because Jesus loved her and Martha and her brother.
所以因为这个爱，在这个伯大尼的家中，你就看见说，就在玛利亚身上就结出那个果子来。
Because of the love at this home at Bethany, you can see the produce from Mary because of the love she experienced.
这个经历对玛利亚来讲的话，是她个人的。
This experience to Mary was her personal experience.
但是从神的旨意来看的话，这是众人的。
But from the Lord's purpose, that is to all.
因为在这个玛利亚的经历的里面，会产生千千万万的玛利亚。
Because from what Mary experienced, the Holy Spirit actually produced many Mary's experience.
所以玛利亚实在是那个初熟的果子。
So Mary was really the early ripe produce.
所以呢，我愿这个众童女都爱你。
That's why all maidens love you.
那我们看见，第一，我们来看一个爱主的人，他到底是一个怎样的人
？So let's see what a person who loves the Lord is like.
玛利亚，她是一个怎么样子？是一个在主脚前的人。
Mary was sitting at the Lord's feet.
你不可能爱他，你不在他，不跟他有交通。
So it's not going to happen if you don't love him, but you don't sit at his feet to fellowship.
圣经中三次提到他在主的脚前。
So Bible mentions three times that Mary was at Lord's feet.
第一次提到他坐在他脚前是在路加福音的第十章三十九节。
So Luke chapter 10 verse 39, the first time mentioned this.
那里记载了我们给我们一个很好的图画，就是玛利亚她安安静静地坐在主的脚前，听他的信息。
Mary was at Lord's feet, listening to his message.
在那里看见说，玛利亚要得那上好的福分。
Because she chose to get the best.
所以你就看见说，我们常常祷告说，主啊，但愿主你让我们能够像玛利亚一样，能够安静坐在你的脚前来听你讲道。
That is why we often pray that Lord, let's be just like Mary, sit by your feet, get the message.
第二次是记载在约翰福音的十一章三十二节。
John chapter 11 verse 31st, second time mentioned about Mary.
那里我们知道他们家中发生了难处。
Her family went through difficulty.
拿撒路死了。
Her brother died.
当我们的主叫玛利亚的时候，玛利亚赶紧去了。
So when Jesus called, Mary went.
玛利亚那个时候，那里告诉那里啊，约翰记载，玛利亚她是俯伏在耶稣的脚前。
And she fell down to our Lord's feet.
虽然是哭泣忧伤
，even though she was weeping and sad，
带着那个眼泪
，with her tears，
但是这个爱主的人，他是愿意伏在主的脚前。
But this lady who loved the Lord still fell down to his feet.
她把她里面最深处的感觉也跟主耶稣来分享。
He poured his internal personal feeling to Jesus.
第三处就是记载我们今天约翰福音的十二章。
And John chapter 12 is the third time that Mary was mentioned.
当玛利亚用膏膏主的时候，约翰是这么记载的。
So what John described?
约翰说。愿膏抹耶稣的脚。
Yeah, to put the lard on Jesus' feet.
还愿他的头发来擦他的脚。
And to wipe his feet with her hair.
这个难道不说明那个爱吗？
This is the true reflection of her love.
那个我们都知道，这一种的最在主的脚前这一种的行动，乃是表明说。他是我的主。
Yeah, the action that Mary put to really sat by Lord's feet is to truly tell He is my Lord.
这是一个真实的敬拜。
That is a true worship.
所以可以说，一个爱主的人，他是一个敬拜的人。
So if we love Lord, we're the person to worship.
对我们今天来说，主我们也常常很熟悉。主说，天是我的座位。地是我的脚凳。
So the heaven is my crown, and the earth is my seat.
所以我们每一次敬拜的时候，我们都是来到主的脚前。
So every time we worship, we come to Him.
我们爱他，敬拜他，那我们怎么知道是主的脚呢？
We worship, but how we know that's His feet?
因为我们能够在他的脚上看见那钉，那十字架的钉痕。
Because we can see the scar from the cross.
因为他的脚上的钉痕，正流露出那个十字架的大爱。
Because of the scar, we can see the love from the cross.
他既然爱世间属他自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Yeah, he loves us. He loves us to the end.
就在第十三章，我们的主就把水倒在盆里。
In chapter 13,
拿着手巾。
Put the water in the basin, and he washed his disciples' feet.
我们来到主的脚前，你怎么也没有想到，原来有一天主来到他门徒的脚前来洗门徒的脚。
We come to his feet, we would never know that one day he's going to wipe our feet.
难怪说众童女都爱你。
No wonder all maidens love you.
第二，一个爱主的人是一个破碎倒空的人。
Item B, someone who loves the Lord is the one to break the jar and pour everything.
这是我们的主自己他也是这样子，刚才我交通过，他就是这样把自己破碎给倒空。
This is the way he broke himself and poured.
打破玉瓶，那个动作感觉起来好像很强暴。
The action to break the jar sounds like violence.
天国是暴力的人得着的。
Like to get the heaven is the one who needs to break the jar.
我们其实都有我们自己的玉瓶。
We all have our own jars.
我们都很爱护我们的自己。
And we value it very much.
但是只有我们打破我们自己。
But only after we break the jar.
像诗歌所说，每次的打击都是真理。
So every time we have challenge, it is the truth we get.
你所收取的东西，你以自己来代替。
Yeah, whatever you take, you offer yourself to help.
所以我们只能打破我们自己的瓶玉瓶。
So we can only break our own jar.
我们千万不要去打破别人的玉瓶。
We do not break the jar of other people's.
我们感谢主，当我们的主他又是这样子，那一个将自己倒空的时候，你就看见说那个香膏就流露出来。玛利亚也是同样这样来做的。
Yeah, we see the Lord breaks the jar and the fragrance filled the room. Mary did the same thing.
橄榄能够成油，葡萄能够成酒。
So the olive can have oil, grapes can become wines.
拿打能够成香膏，都需要一个过程，是一个破碎的过程。
From an art to perfume, it all takes the journey to be broke first.
感谢主，爱不光是在他的心中，爱能够化成行动。
So thank the Lord, love is just that's in our heart, it can be turned into actions.
一个爱主的人，他是一个与主愿意有交通联合的人。
If we love Lord, we are the one to have fellowship with him.
玛利亚将她全心的、全部的爱倾倒在主的身上。
So Mary poured all her love to Lord.
这种舍己而且奉献的爱乃是最高的。
This way to give up herself and give all she has is the best.
因为倘若我们要进入与主的那个合而为一那个爱的联合，它必须是有奉献带进去的。
Because if we want to be united with the Lord, we have to give.
这个奉献才是真正的敬拜。
This offer is the true worship.
我们得着基督，我们享受基督。
We get Christ, we enjoy this.
我们借着这样与他联合，你就能够享受基督的内住。
We unite with him, we get his abundance.
你也能够得着基督的替代。
We can get the offer from him.
玛利亚也能够看见，你我像玛利亚一样，也能够活出基督的荣美。
Just like Mary, we can also live out the glory from him.
他实在说来，他是不顾人怎么去看他的。
So、
也不顾人家去怎么说他的。
So he didn't care how people think about him or talk about him.
他所在意的只是主的自己。
All he cared is Lord, his Father.
当这个膏油能够倒在主身上的时候，那你就看见说这个爱就跟基督就合在一起。
So when the perfume is on him, that reunited with him.
他只是注意要听主的话。
All he cares is to listen to his father.
他是只注意要在他脚前下拜。
Yeah, all he cares is to worship.
感谢主，我们知道说女人这个头发是女人的荣耀。
We know for lady the hair is precious.
当他用他的头发去擦那主耶稣脚的时候。
So if you use your hair to wipe Jesus' feet.
他把所有的荣耀都浇奠在主的脚前。
She's giving all her best.
当他这样用头发去擦的时候，约翰说这个屋里就满了膏的香气。
So when she was wiping with her hair, John said the room was filled with fragrance.
这个屋里只满了膏的香气，只有约翰提到。
Only John mentioned this.
好，感谢主。我们就来到第三个方面，好，我们看见说，最后我们来看说，这个屋里满了膏的香气到底是怎样子。
So how the house is like when filled with fragrance?
当人都在那里，好像在我们知道当玛利亚这样做的时候，人的反应是怎样子的呢？
So how people react to Mary's action?
我们知道有几个门徒，第一个反应就是他们心中不喜悦。
Yeah, disciples were not very pleased with this.
甚至是生气。
They were not happy to see this.
甚至也是批评。
Like I rebuke him.
所以呢，我们有的时候你就看见说， 你若爱主，你不一定就会得到人家的认可。
So sometimes we do something to love, you may not be recognized the same way.
这种的不认可，而不是外面的人。
It's not really people from outside.
这种的认可，只有是在这个家中的人。
It may come from the same church.
在玛利亚身上就经历了。
That's what Mary experienced.
啊，他们是说，你这样把香膏倒在主的身上。是不是一种的浪费
？They said it is a waste to put the nard on his feet.
我不晓得门徒为什么会这样讲。
I do not know why the disciples thought this way.
但是我知道，我知道这声音最大的应该就是犹大。
But I think that the strong voice is from Judas.
这会不会是门徒心中的心里面的那个感觉
？It might be the same feel in the rest of the disciples.
因为他从自从他们舍了王丢弃了床别的父亲他跟随耶稣基督今天再过两天他就死了
Because these disciples they gave up everything they followed Jesus but in 2 days Jesus would be dead
我过去这么长的时间跟随你我所巴望那个以色列得赎的日子看下去好像放眼看去好像没有希望了
So I've been following you, and I think you are my hope, but you will be gone.
彼得说这是主彼得跟主拉住主说这是绝不会临到你的身上。
So Peter said, Lord, this is not going to happen to you.
那到这个时候，到主耶稣快要上十字架的时候，在门徒心中感觉，我不知道，我不确定，会不会真的是感觉说，在他3年半的时间跟随主，会不会是浪费的？
So I really do not know what disciples were thinking. Do they think it was a vain that after following him for 3.5 years, everything was in vain?
我们知道，原来是满了香气的。
So we know it was filled with fragrance.
但是只因为这些话，浪费，太过，批评，生气，那整个的氛围，你就知道是怎样子的。
But because of the criticism Mary went through, you can see what atmosphere in the room.
箴言告诉我们说，一只死的苍蝇是做高的，做高的香气，把一只苍蝇使做高的香发出臭气。
So some say a mosquito could really contaminate the fragrance.
那个感觉就好像。撒旦在背后要破坏整个屋里满的那个香气的那个气氛。
It was really the same feel like Satan is going to attack this whole thing.
因为撒旦总是隐藏在背后，总是要偷窃对神的敬拜。
Because Satan has always been hidden there and attacked when needed.
撒旦总是他要把那个真实的那个意义，要把它掏空。
So Satan is always going to cover the true meaning.
就是你只能剩下外在的形式，但是是失去的实际的内容。
So Satan is going to keep the external thing, but take away the real essence of things.
但感谢主，玛利亚的反应是非常的美好。
But the reaction from Mary was beautiful.
玛利亚她的反应是像羔羊一样默默无声。
She was silent.
当玛利亚默默无声的时候，我们的主就开始说话了。
When Mary did not see anything, Lord said, Jesus said.
我们的主说了，这里告诉我们说，就主耶稣这里说话说是由他吧？
Leave、
为什么难为他呢
？Yeah, leave her alone.
他在我身上所做的是一件美事。
What she's doing is a beautiful thing.
这有一件啊。一件就代表他的专一。
One and one beautiful thing, that's her all focus.
我想，玛利亚只要主耶稣讲这句话，他就觉得我够了。
Yeah, Jesus thought that's so sufficient.
不在乎别人怎么说，不在乎别人怎么看。
And they don't care what other people say.
这一件美事，就表现在他的表现在。下面我们要交通的 B 跟 C 就是那这一个就是说尽他所能，一个就是述说纪念。
Yeah, so the beautiful thing is really what she did, what she could, and then to be told in memory of Mary.
就说常有穷人和你们同在。
So you will see poor often.
你向他们行善，随时都可以。
It's fine to do the good things to them at any time.
只是你们不常有我。
But you may not have me.
对于三十两能够周济穷人，主耶稣是肯定的。
Jesus should be fine to give the money to the poor.
因为主耶稣已经说了要向他们行善。
Yeah, because Jesus
said that. 而且说随时都可以。
Do the good thing at any time, all the time.
但是你怎么能够说把坐在主的身上说成是个浪费呢？
But how could you see what we did on the Lord is a waste?
主在这里说，只是你们不常有我。
You would not have me all the time.
你怎么能够把主跟人还比不上，跟人摆在一起还？我们都觉得以利亚、摩西跟主耶稣都不能摆在一起的，你在这个时候好像把主摆在群人的下面去了。
So we're really put Jesus to be lower than our flesh.
对于群人来讲的话，三十两银子的确行善是你的责任。
To the poor, to give is of course your responsibility.
但是你没有想过你这个责任是应当要从爱出来的。
But have we thought about that responsibility should really be coming from the Lord?
如果失去的爱还有责任的，还继续有负责那个责任的话，那极有可能我们就像以弗所的教会。
So if we lose the love but will only carry out the responsibility, we might be very much like Ephesian church.
因为以弗所的教会主对他们的评价是他们是忍耐劳碌。
Because the comment from Lord to this church is you do a lot of work.
他们的确在那边尽责任。
You did a lot of things.
但是主对他们说，你们不常有我。
But you did not have me.
因为你把起初的爱给离弃了。
You are lost the initial love.
所以我们要这件主耶稣是说这样的话，我们真的是要好好的思想。
So we have to think about this.
你们不常有我，也同时也给我们看见说，老底下的教会。
So you do not have me a lot, and also we see the Laodicea 教会怎么说
？Laodicea Church of Laodicea.
Thank you.
然后你就我们的主在那里，我们看见人在那边自我评价。
So we really just evaluating ourselves.
那个自我评价就是说我已经发财了，什么都有了。
I have fortune. I have everything.
但是主却说你却不知道你是那困苦可怜。贫穷瞎眼跟赤身。
But you do not know you are actually poor.
在那里你什么都有，发了财，但是你却是把主关在门外。
You have got everything, but you rejected Lord.
今天撒旦他可以做，他可以让你发财，他也可以把所有都给你。
So Satan nervous can make you very successful.
但是他只有一个条件，只有一个目的。
But only one condition from him.
他要做的一件事情就是，你要把他的目的，他的要求就是，你唯一的要求就是，你要把基督把主关在门外。
His only condition is you need to shut Jesus outside.
这正是他要掏空他的教会的一贯的伎俩。
This is the usual approach that Satan is going to do.
我们有的时候就感觉我礼拜天能够来做礼拜很不错了。
I feel I'm a good person if I come to church every Sunday.
起码我这一天是来敬拜神的。
At least I did my minimum to worship.
当然这一天我们说我们有主。
Yeah, you can say you have Christ on your Sundays.
但是主，但是礼拜一、礼拜二、礼拜三一直到礼拜六。主会问说，会不会问说，你们有没有我呢？
But all your weekdays, Jesus may ask you, "Do you have me?"
或者主在问你，你在问再问你问我，你们是不是也是不常有我？
Or Jesus may also ask, "Don't you think you do not have me often?"
什么都有了，但是如果把主关在门外，那还有什么意义？
So if you have got everything, but you shut Jesus outside, what we live for?
感谢主，主耶稣基督 对于玛利亚的评价，说她是那个是那一件美事，是表现在她什么？她尽她所能。
So Christ really highly evaluated Mary. She did all she could.
我们都知道玛利亚这一瓶香膏的确是可以值三十几两银子。
We know Mary has very expensive nard.
是一个女人一年多的工资。
That's her whole year wages.
哦，但是在玛利亚的感觉的里面，这一瓶香膏的价值远远比不上主耶稣的香气跟它的价值。
But Mary never saw this nard is as expensive as Jesus.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第8:3那里告诉我们说，若有人爱神，这人是神所知道的。
So the Bible says if you do love Jesus, he knows it.
主知道他没有为自己保留什么。
The Lord knows Mary did not keep things to herself.
今天不在乎你给了多少，而在乎你保留了多少。
So today,It's not important how much you give. It matters how much you're still keeping to yourself.
倘若没有尽，也就没有爱。没有尽，尽就是尽力的尽，尽尽他所能的尽。
If there's no effort, there's no love.
啊，主教导我们要尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
So Lord said, we do need to love Him with all your heart.
虽然这香膏比不上主耶稣基督的价值，但是玛利亚是尽她所能的了。
Even though the nard is not as expensive as our Jesus, but Mary gave all she had.
所以倘若那屋里满了香气，我们也没有问我们自己，我们对于主，我们尽力了没有？
So if the house has been filled with fragrance, have we asked ourselves, did we do all we could to Lord?
还是说，主啊，这一部分我给你。其他的时间都是我自己的。
Or we're negotiating with Lord. Lord, this is what I can give you, but this is what I need to keep to myself.
我们把我们的生活把它划分得很清楚。
We have a divine line in our life.
有一部分时间哦是主的。
Sometimes I devote to Jesus.
有一部分时间是我的工作。
The rest of the time is my work, my career, my family.
还有一部分时间是我个人的，你不要来管我。
And I still have my own time. Do not bother me.
实在说来，我们的主若不得到我们的全部，就不是我们的主。
So Lord will not be our true Lord if He does not win our whole heart.
他能不能够得到我们那个那一个尽啊尽他所能的那个尽
？Yeah, is He get our full heart that we're going to give all we have?
这个条件，单爱主，你独一的神。
Only one condition: we need to love the Lord, our only Lord.
一件美事，还有一点就是他预先坐在我的身上。
A beautiful thing is that Mary has done this ahead of the time.
刚才诗歌说，我若真爱主，应当是现在。
If I do love the Lord, it should be now.
我们都知道，当主回来的时候，我相信你我都会尽其所能的，把我们最美好、最珍贵的都献在主的脚前。
I do know when Jesus comes back, all of us are willing to give all we have to His feet.
因为我们已经面对面看见他了。
Because we see Him.
但是今天呢？
But how about now?
有一般的女妇女，她也很爱主，她也想去告主，但是路加福音24章那里告诉我们说，主已经复活了。
So a group of women, they still want to love and anoint him, but in Luke, it mentioned he came back to life already.
给我们感觉好像他太迟了。
It was late.
没有机会。
No opportunities anymore.
这正是对我们的提醒。
This is the reminder to all of us.
你若爱主，就是应当在现在。
So if you love Lord, it should be now.
当我们的主对这一件事情肯定的时候，主接着下来还告诉他们说，你们无论在任何地方传这福音，都要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
So not only Jesus was recognizing Mary's deed, he also said, whatever we do, we should be telling the story in memory of her.
最后这一句话乃是主耶稣基督对这一件美事的那个评价跟总结。
It's really a summary and a comment from Christ. to Mary.
也是今天信息的总结。
That's also the core message from today.
神的爱和神的福音，它有个目的的。
There's a goal from the message that the gospel's message.
那个目的就是要结出果子来。
It is to produce.
那一个就是玛利亚所结出来的。
That is the produce from Mary.
主好像在那里告诉我们说，当你们听了福音，信了福音，接受了基督，你还要听玛利亚的故事。
So Mary, Jesus is trying to remind us, after you learn the gospel, you know the gospel, you still need to know the story from Mary.
因为玛利亚这个故事跟福音是在一起的，是绑在一起的。
It's a package.
你不能只是说神爱世人，只停留在这里，主爱我。
Yeah, we should not just pause that Jesus loves me.
主说福音还有一部分。
There's a second part.
那就是在玛利亚她所产生的果效。
That is the produce from Mary.
我来了是要叫羊得生命。并且得到更丰盛。
I come to give the abundant life to my sheep.
这个丰盛是表现出那个倒出来的香膏。
Yeah, this abundance is from the poured nard.
使整个的家里都充满了膏的香气。
So the whole house filled with the fragrance.
使整个的宇宙都能够满意那个飘香。
The whole world will be filled with the fragrance.
如果用保罗的话，就是神和他恩惠的道能够建立你们。
So in Paul's words,
神和他恩惠的道，恩典的道、哦、
So that the God's words will be with you.
要建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So you get the heritage with all wings.、
哦、这个是使徒行传二十章三十二节，也是五号弟兄来的时候提醒我们的。
Yeah, brother, we're trying to remind us with Acts.
如果用彼得的话来讲的话
，In Peter's words,
只要心里尊主基督为圣。
If we treat our Christ as the Lord,
这样的话，我们才能够带进那个真正的敬拜。
We can only worship in the real way.
使神的家能够更加的丰盛。
So we can see more abundance in His house.
今天神所要得到的我们，他不光他实在是要得着我们的心。
Lord wants to win us. He wants to win our heart.
你的膏油馨香，你的名如同倒出来香膏。
Yeah, so the nard is like the perfume that is poured.
众童女都爱你。
All maidens love you.
当王在这边坐席的时候
，When king is at table,
苏拉密女她的拿达香膏发出香味。
Yeah, the nard has all the fragrance.
但愿主在今天这个时代，在我们当中能够得到千千万万的苏拉密女的时候，也得到我们，我们也是其中的一个。
May Lord get all the fragrance when we are one of those.
主不光要得到玛利亚，主要得到千千万万的玛利亚。
Lord not only just want Mary, she wants all the Marys, all the maidens.
好，我们有一点的祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主啊，我们把敬拜归给你。
Oh Lord, worship you.
你实在是那位可亲爱的。
You're my dearest.
你实在是那千万人中的第一人。
You are the king.
主啊，你的膏油馨香，我们都愿意来爱你。
We love you because of your fragrance.
主啊，我们发现我们没有，但是我们可以向你求。
Oh, Lord, we do not have, but we want to pray for it.
主啊，我们可以坐在你的脚前来得那上好的福分。
We come to your feet to get the best.
主啊，你要把那最宝贵的要赏给我们。
Lord, give us the best.
主啊，我们说，主，我们都在这里。
We are here, Lord.
我们愿意能够像那个玛利亚一样，能够尽心尽力、
like、Mary, to love you,
尽力
with all our heart.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.